I'll ask you something else now then.
I guess so, we're here.
Well done. I've seen you playing live a few times, and every time I've seen it, it's been totally flawless, of course. But I wondered if there's...
Flawless?
Totally flawless.
Oh, no. Flawless.
Yeah, perfect.
You know. Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were saying it was no flaw in the place.
Don't interrupt, please.
I'm sorry.
But is it very important for you playing live? I mean...
Yeah, I love to play that. It's sort of what I do. I mean, to jump around on stage and get paid money for it, it's a wonderful way to lead your life.
Yeah, and if you play music as well.
Yeah.
It's a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what do you think is the best gig you ever did then, you know?
One of them that we did together.
Really? Oh, that's nice of you to say that.
Well, you know, you're here and all. Yeah. I figure we're on tape. Yeah. I figure I might as well be nice to you. But
which
we did
that
show in Austin that we did at the Aquafest. I thought it was
really?
Pretty rocking.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
People seemed to like it.
Yeah.
I don't remember a single thing being thrown.
No, it's really good. No, there was a big fan behind us.
Yeah.
Sort of thought ahead.
So two or three of them out front, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think was the worst gig you ever did? I mean, you...
The worst gig I ever did was in Sacramento. It was outside of Sacramento in Salinas, California. I played in a bar that actually had a corral. So I'm not quite sure what we were doing there, and I wanted to kill my booking agent after the show. But I remember that we got in order. Two people came up and asked us for a Judas Priest song and a Kenny Rogers. And that was before we started playing.
Before you started doing that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, before I learned those songs. Yeah. But immediately I knew it was going to be a bad gig.
And yeah.
Sure enough, it turned out to be.
And you've not been back since.
You know, we've called them, but they never return our phone calls.
Yeah, and what happened to your booking agent?
He's no longer with me.
Yeah. Well, you're just cruel but fair.
Yeah.
So I think you should play another song now. Which one are you going to
You're
play
awfully
next?
Pushy. Yeah, well, I've just gotten here.
That is, it's only because I've been edited to sound pushy. I'm actually being very relaxed. So which song are you going to play next?
Well, let's hear Frankie and Sue. This is a true story. It's about two friends of mine who chased each other around the world and in the process fell in love in China.